in the shootings of three young men of Palestinian descent. They were shot while heading to a family gathering near the University of Vermont on Saturday evening. Back to class today, public school students in Portland, Oregon. The state's largest school district has a tentative contract with its teachers union. Stocks in the red on Wall Street this morning. This is SRN News.
Conservative Theological University now offers a bachelor's degree in ministry leadership. This is a 48-hour certified degree program designed for pastors. Ministry workers over 50 years of age with over 5 years of ministry service, call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Please leave your name and contact info to schedule your personal interview. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question, will our freedom survive? We're talking about our Bill of Rights. We're talking about our constitutional liberties. With what we see taking place on a global basis, what we see happening through the Biden administration on a national basis, is it possible that we will not survive as a constitutional republic in America? Is it possible that we're watching the diminishing, the dissolution, the evisceration, the destruction of our constitutional republic in America? One of the things that is on the agenda that I believe will do that very thing is the digital currency. Let me continue an article that was started just before the news break. Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel. He says, I just attended a meeting of financial experts. One of the world's leading experts on economic warfare gave a startling presentation holding up one worthless currency after another. He explained how what was once valuable is now worthless. We're not the only ones, he said, sounding the alarm about the dangers of the central bank digital currency. As globalists, central bankers continue to circle their forces around forcing digital programmable funny money on everyone. Matt Staver says, Joe Biden is the only world leader pushing a central bank digital currency, nor is the Federal Reserve the only central bank convincing the need to replace cold hard current cash with programmable digital dollars. Designed to track, hear me, this is the key. The digital dollars are designed to track, trace, and control finances of every citizen. This article states that European Bank announced it was in preparation for the first phase of implementing the CBDC in the European citizens, and it goes on and on and on in this article about the different nations. But the point is, as Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel, says, this digital currency will be able to track, trace, and control citizens' finances. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize with the digital currency, Every penny you spend, every dime that you have, will be on your handheld devices. It will be downloaded. You will not have to write a check. You'll not have to go to the bank, make a deposit. And many of the younger generation today are hailing that as a wonderful transition in society. Not having to worry about, you won't have to worry about a credit card, a charge card. All of that will be handled through your digital currency on your cell telephone or other hand device. Ladies and gentlemen, with the digital currency, if you buy a stick of bubble gum, it will tell when you bought it, where you bought it, how much you paid. If you put a gallon of gas in your automobile, if you can still buy gas in the future, put a gallon of gas in your automobile, tell how much you paid and where you were headed, where you were located. It will geofence every human being in America. It will be allow the federal government to control what you give. If you give to the wrong party, i.e., you have to be a MAGA follower, you give to the Donald J. Trump support, then all of a sudden your digital currency could very easily be dinged and or shut down, and you have no funds, no money. I could go on and on and on with the dangers of the digital currency, ladies and gentlemen. That is a high possibility that we'll see the tracking, the tracing, the identifying, and the controlling of every citizen in America through the digital currency. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm concerned about it. I'm concerned about it, ladies and gentlemen, on the basis that the scripture says in Psalms 11:2, that if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We're watching our foundations being eviscerated today. The foundations of liberty and freedom that we have in our Bill of Rights are being programmably so, and in a piecemeal fashion, as the writer earlier spoke of, systematically killing of America, systematically dismantling what we have today that we call the United States of America. Our government's ready to identify, to trace, and to track every penny that you spend, ladies and gentlemen. And we need to understand also, the government already controls our educational system. The government already controls our system of education from kindergarten through high school, through college, and through the university system, where the socialist, Marxist, communist professors are teaching our kids to hate America, to hate the Constitution, to hate God, and to hate the family. Now you say, that's pretty harsh. Ladies and gentlemen, that's part and parcel of the Marxist agenda. With the Karl Marx, the Marxist agenda, out of about 10 major points in the Marxist agenda, number one is to divide society ethnically. Secondly is to destroy the family. And third is to dethrone God. We see those things systematically being carried out today in America. Under the Biden administration, we the people, I believe, have lost our freedom of speech. The tracing, the tracking, the censoring, and the control by big tech. Did you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that today, at this very moment, any telephone call, any text message, any email, any transmission of data is all filtered by an algorithm system that they can tell immediately who you're talking with, what you're saying, and it's all filtered to determine. Listen, I get hundreds and hundreds of emails every day. I send out dozens of emails each day. And if it's an article that I have found interesting, educational, I'll send it to others. And I've found 7 out of 10 times those emails are blocked. I'm not allowed to send them. Ladies and gentlemen, what you send, what you say, what you text, what you do by your cell telephone and through your social media platforms is today being tracked and traced as we would never believe possible in the United States of America. I'll retouch on an article, then I'll take our caller. This headline says, James O'Keefe put on SSSS, that's four S's, SSSS list for extra screening on any flights. James O'Keefe on Sunday revealed that he was put on a list for extra screening for domestic flights, trying to understand the SSSS designation on my domestic boarding pass. O'Keefe, the CEO of O'Keefe Media Group, said in a social media post on Sunday, the SSSS code on a boarding pass stands for Secondary Security Screening Selection. Palm Beach International Airport shut down an entire passenger line as O'Keefe made his way through the security checkpoint. Update from O'Keefe just received from the DHS employee. In 2015, SSSS was only used for people on the terrorist watch list, in addition to the additional screening at the checkpoints, also meant for federal air marshals on the plane following the person. It is unclear why O'Keefe was slapped with the SSSS designation on his boarding pass. However, it is recently revealed air marshals are stalking, air marshals are stalking certain conservative citizens, even if they were not at the Capitol on January the 6th. Director of the Air Marshals National Services said air marshals are quietly following all Americans who flew into D.C. on or about January the 6th, 2021. Ladies and gentlemen, we're being watched, we're being screened, we're being tracked, we're being traced, we're being censored. Where's the freedom in that? I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over to the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing good. Doing good. I've read a lot of these articles there. Really, they need to redo the verbiage to drum up more interest in them. Basically, we're already in a digital currency environment. Every transaction that you do, if it's check or through your bank, there is electronically transferred. In other words, if I go onto my bank account via online and I have them pay bills, they don't send a physical check to make my truck payment. They send an electronic payment. Really, these articles should be rewritten in the form of they're wanting to take currency out of circulation.
Yes.
With currency being available there, that allows two things. It puts the ability to barter for goods and services on the table without interference, without outside interference. So if I want a butcher to give me a couple steaks, I can give him $40. He gives me two steaks. So there's an inherent value with the physical currency that says that he could take that $40 and then go over to the plumber and ask him to unclog a drain, and then the plumber can take that and go somewhere else. So you have a circulation of an item that has an inherent value established by society, whereas if you remove that currency, it becomes a digital market, which they can track and trace, which also comes back to our social media and our telephones. Now, you take away physical currency, and then there's a black market that develops there that says that, hey, let's go do some horse trading. I've got a chicken, and you've got some steaks there. Let's trade some steaks and some eggs there to make a good breakfast. Now, with that social media being tracked as well, hey, I'll beat you over at the River Market 9 o'clock there. I've got X, and I've heard somebody else has got Y, and so they could even use the social media along with the electronic communications to track us to even shut down bartering. So I do believe that revelation is already getting closer and closer each day, but that's how they will keep you from buy, sell, travel, trade, and you know, and that includes bartering, because they're going to monitor everything.
Jim, you're exactly right. We're watching, as I call it, the stage being set, the actors being put on the stage, and the curtains ready to go up of Revelation 13 in particular, where through the hand of the Antichrist, everything that's done, buying, selling, and trading, will have to be let's use it in the vernacular, had to be approved by the Antichrist system, or you cannot buy, sell, or trade. And that's what will take place with the digital currency. Jim, another question that basically is in the same venue as the digital currency. What are your thoughts about the move today with China and Russia and two or three other nations planning on removing the petrodollar, the U.S. dollar, as the common exchange for global finances, global monetary exchanges? What will that do to America if that happens? And do you feel that that plays any part into what will ultimately be finalized with the digital currency?
You're referring to BRICS there. That's Brazil, Russia, right. India, China, and South Africa.
Yes.
This goal right here has one purpose and one purpose only there. It is to remove the United States. You got to remember, the United States has only been the currency standard since World War II. Prior to that, it was the British sterling for 200 years. Mm-hmm. Britain, you know, the sun never set on the British Empire there. This coalition, their only goal is to remove the United States as the standard for global economy there. And the petrodollar, all oil bought on markets now use the United States currency for purchase. So if I'm the Chancellor of Germany or whatever country I am, I have to convert my currency to U.S. dollars and then tell somebody else, I want to buy a couple million barrels there, but those have to be paid for in United States currency. If that is taken away from us, immediately the United States currency will fall, just fall flat. We'll have an economic crisis here because we are no longer the de facto standard. And if you look at conversion rates all across the world, those banks from different countries base their dollars against the U.S. dollar. They don't base them against the Chinese yuan or the Russian ruble. They use our currency. And it would be an economic disaster for the United States if this was to occur.
And, Jim, what I believe is taking place, we're watching the stage being set, the scene being prepared. When that takes place, and I believe it will, when that takes place, it will be the trigger that will be used, just as they're now saying that with the cryptocurrency, they're having to protect the American citizens from investing in cryptocurrency. I've never believed in it personally, but they're saying that. But what they're about to issue would be nothing less than cryptocurrency, that is, digital currency. But I believe they will use the rationale that the U.S. petrodollar has been displaced on a global exchange basis, and that would be the rationale by saying we must go ahead and introduce the digital currency so that every person will have it in their handheld device and not greenbacks in their wallet. Now, do you believe, Jim, what are your thoughts in relationship to not just that, but do you think that somehow, some way, we're losing our freedoms with the electric vehicles and the monitoring and control? I've got an article where it talks about the move by the federal government. This article says the Fed's vehicle kill switch mandates is grossly dangerous and a violation of privacy. They're talking about having a kill switch put in every vehicle, starting with the new models, and all of them having to do it by 2026. So on the basis, the premise, that if you're a drunk driver, that your movements of the steering wheel can ascertain whether you are impaired and shut your vehicle down. Now, do you see beyond that the capability of the government using that to what I call geofencing to control where we go, how long we stay, et cetera, et cetera? Do you see dangers in losing our Bill of Rights, dangers in losing our freedoms through the further, development of things with the electric vehicles and the kill switches?
This comes back, in my opinion, to everything being controlled digitally. Once again, if you've got everything controlled digitally there, you can have, let's just take this for example, an international terrorist group develops a certain type of artificial intelligence, or a state invents this artificial intelligence that has a malicious content to it there, and they digitally lock everything there. At that point, it doesn't matter if it's the United States doing it, Russia doing it, China or India. If they've locked everybody's ability to do anything there, particularly whenever it comes to currency and travel, you are at their mercy. To turn off, then let's also look at the physical properties of it. And let's just take Florida as a good example there. We had Matthew, what was it, 3 years ago? Well, I personally was out of power for 5 days. If I had an electric vehicle and I was told to evacuate, guess what? If I only had it one quarter charged that morning, I might get 50 miles away from Jacksonville. Then I'm completely stranded. I am then personally at a disadvantage for every individual that wants to extort me in any way they feel they have that right to. And that's up to and including the government there. You know, I'm in the middle of nowhere. I have the only transportation I have is my feet, and I have no ability to have access to currency, and I have no ability. You know, so they could say, look, you move to this camp here, this FEMA camp, and I'm stuck. So I don't believe that the citizens of the United States, that really, what I do believe is they should wake up and start demanding that our government rescind all of these policies that are going to inhibit the freedom of our generation and future generations. It's silly that nobody's looking at this with more gravitas than they are.
Yes. In fact, Jim, I'm looking at a headline that says, perverse, another state commits to banning new gas car sales. It goes on to say, subtitle, everything they do in this space only serves to make our situation worse in America. New Jersey will prohibit the sale of new gas-powered vehicles by 2035. And it goes on to talk about all of the other states that have done this, the state of California, Vermont, New York, Washington, Oregon, Massachusetts, Virginia, Rhode Island, Maryland, Connecticut, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, are setting dates that after certain dates you'll not be able to buy, and the manufacturer will not be able to manufacture a gasoline-propelled vehicle. They're forcing us into the electric vehicles. And I'm looking at an article that says, major study reveals, listen to this, then I want your comment. Major study reveals that alarming true cost of electronic vehicle or electric vehicles fueling equals to $17.33 per gallon. A new study called The Overcharged Expectations claimed that without federal subsidies, the real cost of fueling an electric vehicle would amount to $17.33 per gallon if it were gasoline. Adding the cost of the subsidies to the true cost of fueling an EV would equate to an EV owner paying $17.33 per gallon of gas. And these estimates do not include the hundreds of billions more in dollars in subsidies the Inflation Reduction Act is now paying out with taxpayers' dollars. The study claims that the 2021 electric vehicles, for example, would cost $48,698 more over a 10-year period of time. And it goes on to talk about the cost factor and what is being spent today by the federal tax money in order for people to buy the electronic or the electric vehicles. So the question, are we being deceived as Americans? There are multitudes thinking, well, I'm saving the planet. It's green energy. It's not putting out an exhaust that's hurting the ozone layer. But what are the real costs to the, how would you say, to the environment by using an electric vehicle? What's the real cost that if it had to be paid for out of the pocket, most people would never buy an electric vehicle? So the question is, Jim, are we buying into the trap that's being set to, again, geofencing? If you have an electric vehicle where the federal government can shut it off when they want to, they can determine how much you can spend. You can't spend money for gasoline if you got your digital currency. Click, it's gone, et cetera, et cetera. will that further deteriorate our Bill of Rights in America if we see the progression as we're watching today?
Oh, it's much worse than that. I'll make two statements here, and I'll make them brief and quick. Ask any electrician you know what would happen in Jacksonville if every single individual at 3 o'clock this afternoon turned on their clothes dryer all at once. We don't have the infrastructure for it. So you've automatically, if every household has an electric vehicle there, you're automatically limiting every single citizen in Duval. And I'm just saying here locally, you can extrapolate this on a nationwide basis there, that every single individual here in Jacksonville that had a home with an electric vehicle would not be able to drive it every day on the current infrastructure. Really, it's just basic physics there. This power doesn't come in a can. It doesn't come in a bottle. It's generated by a plant.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Well, Jim, thank you so much. You called for your input. The thing that concerns me is to watch what is happening with the evisceration, the destruction of our Bill of Rights. And all of this play into that destruction of our Bill of Rights. Jim, thank you so much for your call. God bless you.
God bless you,
sir. Keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. We're just talking about the electric vehicles. We're just talking about the fact that the federal government wants to put in a kill switch. It is a shutoff switch on the premise it's being sold to the legislators on the basis that it will protect the citizens from drunken drivers. That if that, let's just say, for example, you're driving down the highway, all of a sudden a cat runs in front of your car, you swerve to avoid hitting the cat, but your kill switch goes off because you are driving erratically. What do you do? How do you handle that? And looking at a headline, Congress votes against the amendment to defund government-mandated kill switches in vehicles, dated November the 8th. Congress has voted against Thomas Massie's amendment to defund a government-mandate kill switch for 2026 and following cars. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is that on a bipartisan basis, as it was called, this was embedded into the Infrastructure Act that was already passed. But then when it was discovered that this is embedded in the Infrastructure Act of 2 years ago, then a bill is put into motion for it to be killed, that it would not allow the federal government to have the mandated kill switch. But Republicans and Democrats voted against the amendment that would have prevented the government from doing that. I find it egregious when we have those that are supposed to be representing us are not representing us. They're representing the federal progressive woke society of the Biden administration that's further deteriorating, destroying, eviscerating our Bill of Rights. I see on the horizon before us, ladies and gentlemen, an America without a Bill of Rights, where Christian freedom, Christian liberties, Christians in general, citizens in general, will be repressed and will be subjected to the mandates of a federal government that's against God and against what the Bill of Rights allows us to have today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for